U.S. greater than finding it hard to sleep at night? Maybe it's because you're a pessimist. World of Buzz, home news, current affairs, social stories, society, people, features, lifestyle, travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture, music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion, videos, munch, advertise, contribute an article. Contact, connect with us. World of Buzz, finding it hard to sleep at night? Maybe it's because you're a pessimist. News. Having a late dinner again? Here's why you should try eating dinner earlier. Finding it hard to sleep at night? Maybe it's because you're a pessimist. Malaysian man succeeds in appealing a reduced jail sentence for raping own daughter. Watch, Kita fishermen rescue and release a whale shark trapped in a fishing net. WHO says too many countries are headed in the wrong direction and it's going to get worse. Current affairs, social stories, society. Roti Canai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Noor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Meet Dr. Masliza, first female Malaysian ASSC professor in Oxford University after 924 years. Tun M banned an international media in 1986 for mischievous reports on Malaysia. Here's what happened. People, features, lifestyle. H&M, Aldo and six popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Wob tries, we can't get enough of Myeongrang, the famous Korean premium street snacks. Go for your grocery run in style with these reusable batik face masks. 10 authentic delicacies to try in Cebu, Sarawak, the new Fuzhou. Travel, food, events and places, beauty and fashion, tech, culture. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera, presumed drowned after 4-year son found drifting alone in boat. Have you ever wondered why you can't stop eating popcorn during a movie? Here's why. Music, relationships, film and TV, sports, opinion. Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia, what is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Chup. More Malaysians infected with dengue than COVID-19? Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Some people tend to have a more positive outlook on life than others, which, unsurprisingly, may allow them to sleep better at night, according to a new European study. Researchers from the Medical University of Vienna carried out a new study that surveyed 1,004 Austrians about their general sleep habits and other factors such as their work, and measured their optimism using a validated test. They found that the optimistic participants were 70% less likely to suffer from sleep disorders and/or insomnia than those who were more pessimistic. Previous research has also shown that being optimistic appears to bring big health benefits, including a lower risk of chronic disease and even a longer lifespan. The researchers say that the new findings, which have been published in the Journal of Sleep Research, could suggest that a reason for better health among optimists is that they sleep better. Other studies have shown that optimists take more exercise, smoke less and eat a healthier diet, said co-lead researcher Jacob Weitzer. On top of that, they have better strategies for coping with problems and experience less stress in challenging situations. All these factors could contribute to better quality sleep. Participants who had the highest optimism score on the test tended to be older, healthier, happier, exercised more and had a higher educational level, compared with participants with intermediate and lower optimism scores. However, the researchers pointed out that we can increase our optimism levels through various exercises, such as the best possible self method. This involves trying to imagine an ideal and writing down how one's best possible life could look in the future. After several weeks of regular practice, it can help to increase an individual's level of optimism, explains Weitzer. The researchers added that the method isn't about necessarily achieving this ideal, it's more about just thinking it to help set goals for an optimistic future. It's not proven that increasing optimism levels improves sleep, says Weitzer. However, previous studies have shown that optimists may have better coping methods to deal with stress, which could influence the quality of sleep. Therefore, boosting optimism could potentially be a simple way of improving the quality of sleep and lowering the risk of insomnia, which in turn could boost other areas of health.
Source:
AFP Relax News. Also read, study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens.
Source:
Shuttershock. Source: Just Run Law. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article. Advertise. Contact terms of service. Privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.